Welcome to a Not Clever podcast, hosted and delivered by AboveTopSecret.com, recorded live in the Not Clever studio, which happens to be wherever me and my laptop are. Me and the laptop are in the basement. There's too much going on upstairs, the wife's home, the TV's on, the dogs are rambunctious. All I have down here is the cat, who's quietly sleeping, and the possibility of some poor acoustics, but I don't think that's going to be a bad problem. Just for the childish of us, would it be rude to have a belching contest here? It would? All right, I can resist. Wanted to bring up groupthink and how podcasting can affect group development on ATS or BTS. Most of you have heard of groupthink. I know a lot of you know what groupthink is, but allow me in a nutshell to explain it real quick. It's when one person adjusts beliefs or faiths or norms or values in order to gain acceptance and fit in with a group. A study that was conducted some years ago involved a drawing of a line about 6 inches long and another drawing of a line about 2 inches long. And the basis of the study was asking people which was the longest line. Well, the particular study was rigged in that the group of control subjects in a room were all in on the joke except for the very last person in the room. So person number one was asked which one's longest, and they give a wildly wrong answer. You know, the short line is the longest. And they went all the way around, everybody giving the wrong answer. So they get to the very, very last person, and as often as not, they would continue to give the wrong answer, simply because the group had felt that was the correct answer. That's really kind of weird to me, and kind of explains why business meetings may end and be so strange for me. On this forum, there's no real classic perceptual clues that people have to judge what kind of group they want to join or what kind of group they're even joining. You can't readily tell the gender or the ethnicity or the age of a poster based solely on images on the web page or content of their posts, unless they explicitly, of course, state these conditions. So the imagining the diversity of some of the groups which are formed on these kind of forums is kind of strange, because you have to imagine them as a often bizarre mix of genders, ages, ethnicities, races, you name it, because they're basing their groupness solely on what they see on the forum. But now the question I'm going to watch and or I'm trying to answer to myself is, how does this podcasting affect the development of groups, and how will it change the groups that already exist? Because now there are two new perceptual clues about the posters on ATS and BTS. Oh, and by the way, I'm not going to say above top secret and below top secret anymore, because invariably the latter comes out as below top secret. Drives me nuts. Anyway, back to the perceptual clues from podcasting. So now you can obviously tell a poster's gender, unless it's a rare case. I have made the mistake of assuming a person on the phone or person I was talking to sight unseen was the wrong gender, but that doesn't happen very often. Plus, you get some idea of age now, too. For instance, I had no idea that me and Mr. Whoopi were the same age. I think I might sound a little younger. What do you think? Anyway, if you care to add a little bit to this or comment on this or point out to where I may be making some errors, feel free to enter a post on the podcast page or respond with your own podcast. These are kind of easy to do. They're a little self-conscious at first, but once you get the hang of it, I think it's going to work out pretty good, and it's going to be fun. So anyway, I'm going to sign off now, and wherever you're at in the world, have a really nice day. Thank you.